This is Science in Action. I'm John Stewart. That noise could be the latest thing in lab equipment. This is US scientific work at Harvard University that probably won't make it onto either presidential candidate's agenda, but it could make a big difference in developing countries. Clark Boyd's been to see what it's all about.
So I've come to George Whiteside's lab here at Harvard to talk with Malancha Gupta, who is a postdoc student here. Malancha, what was that you were just using? That didn't sound like a very high-tech lab instrument.
No, that was actually a egg beater that we purchased at a local Indian grocery store. And we are using this egg beater to centrifuge red blood cells from whole blood so that we can use the plasma for low-cost diagnostic devices.
This grew out of numerous efforts by this lab to come up with tools that can be used for diagnostics in the developing world, correct?
Correct. We're split into smaller sub-teams, and the sub-team that I am involved with is focusing on using technology to solve problems in the developing world. So basically, we look for inexpensive, portable devices that do not require electricity that can be used by health workers in the developing world to detect for different types of infectious diseases. And so the egg beater I just used, it's hand-powered, it's locally available, it's cheap. If it breaks, it's easy to fix, and it does not require any training. And so we really feel like this is a good tool for health workers who do not have a good infrastructure to work within.
So you've got the egg beater, which is used to separate plasma from blood in this case, and then the other device that you have is just a small piece of paper.
Yeah, so basically we use common filter paper that's inexpensive. We pre-spot these paper diagnostic devices with the reagents necessary to detect for different analytes. So if we introduce urine or blood that has a disease, these devices will change color, and that the intensity of the color shows us how intense the disease is. We've been using paper mainly because it's inexpensive. These devices fill by natural capillary and surface forces, so they don't require any external power sources. And once we've run these assays, we can easily dispose of these devices by burning, so we don't have any contaminated devices lying around. And these devices are easily stacked and transported.
So together, if you take a country like India, the egg beater costs
about $2. It's about 100 rupees, and it's locally available.
And then the paper itself, you said, costs
Just a couple of cents.
And the reagents don't cost that much to introduce onto them?
We're just putting microliters, very, very, very small amounts of reagents onto the device.
So seriously, you've created a system here that you could test for something like tuberculosis, hepatitis, malaria for...
Hopefully just a couple of cents or maybe even nothing once you have scaled up this process and made large-scale manufacturing available for these devices, I think we can get the cost down to zero.
Clark Boyd reporting from Harvard University.